All this week, we're talking about China's trillion-dollar global infrastructure initiative known as Belt and Road. Yesterday, we heard about how Chinese companies are investing more in Europe.
The main Greek seaport has been bought by a Chinese state-owned company in 2016. And this Chinese company has been investing a lot of money in the port, especially in the container port, to modernize it. And as a result, this Greek port has been growing very fast.
Today, we turn to Southeast Asia. China is financing or building ports, railroads, and highways across the region, expanding its influence in countries including Cambodia, Laos, Thailand, Vietnam, and Myanmar. Many in Myanmar welcome the investment, but Belt and Road is also complicating ethnic conflicts there. Joining us for more is Amara Thiha. He's a fellow at the Asia Foundation, and he joins us now from Yangon, Myanmar, via Skype. Amara, what does China's Belt and Road look like where you are in Myanmar?
So what China right now doing is, you know, building a seaport in the western Burma that is quite famous for the conflict-affected area and recently about the civil unrest in there. And they build a road from western seaport across Burma to Yunnan. And they're trying to upgrade the road, and then they will be followed by the railway across Burma.
A railway that will go from where to where?
From Zhaopiu, the seaport from the western part of Burma, across, you know, central Burma, and then to Yunnan in Kunming.
And all of this has been happening very quickly, it sounds like, just in a matter of years.
Yes, compare with the previous years. But, you know, if you look at, compare with Laos and Cambodia, what we have done is a lot slower in pace. It's because of we have a very cool relationship with China in last 5 years in previous administration. So this is just, you know, trying to revitalize the Chinese-Burma relation in last few months, actually. So compared with other countries, we are quite slow. But of course, you know, things happen in last few months.
So you mentioned the conflict zone. How has that affected China's investment in Myanmar?
The road that's going across Burma is across the, you know, northern Shan State in eastern Burma. That is where the conflict-affected area. So most of the conflict have been happening there for many decades. It's still ongoing there. So there's a security concern over there. And this is a Chinese interest, you know, to put on the peace process and getting involved in the peace process. But they want in their own way, you know, with the China solution model rather than looking through the Western lead peace process because it's their own, you know, border area. So this is their concern too. Probably, you know, there is a Rohingya crisis in Rakhine State. This is also their concern. So they would like to involve in the, you know, supporting Burmese government in the United Nations Security Council and everything on the Rohingya crisis too.
How do ordinary people in Myanmar feel about this Chinese investment?
So, you know, for previous two decades, there is a lot of negative connotation on the Chinese investment. Of course, you know, we got sanctioned by the West at the time, so China is the only investor in the region. And of course, usually these deals are not that really, you know, good for Burmese. So Burmese people are not really happy with the Chinese for previous two decades. Previous administration even tried to stop the Chinese building dams along the river and also tried to stop the Chinese investment. So this really deteriorated the Burma-Chinese relationship. But right now, the Burmese population start to, you know, have a positive view on the Chinese, especially after the Rakhine and Rohingya crisis, that they thought China is their, you know, friend, and they think that, you know, OBOR somehow is a solution if the Western parties do not walk or trade with us. So this is, they think, a solution for that.
And is this just the beginning? Is there more on the way from China?
I mean, of course, it's just the very beginning, right? I mean, if you're looking at all these coming up plans, I mean, we don't have that much. We have many things on table, but we don't have very concrete, you know, strategies or the concrete agreement on the table yet. So the right now what China is going to do is, you know, they just upgrade the road and upgrade all the support, but there is not that much, you know, big investment coming in yet. So this is very beginning.
Does China's involvement in Myanmar affect how Myanmar views other big powers like the United States?
Yeah, of course it is, but, you know, the thing is not about China and Burma alone. I mean, especially in the business circles, they're thinking on more Japanese and India too, because India is also trying to expand to the east, and the Japanese also invest in the port as their logistics center. So this is, you know, what's going on. So what's, you know, the local population fear and not really happy is they do not get that much investment from the West in last previous administration. They're quite disappointed, so they're trying to find out the other possible investor in the region. So I think Japanese is another, you know, player in the region, but we don't really aware on that.
Well, are they getting jobs from the Chinese investment, or is it mostly Chinese workers?
Usually Chinese workers are there. I mean, so if you're looking on the construction project, usually Chinese workers coming in, and then Burmese workers are very low pay and then very lowest level of job. So this is another concern for the locals, because they expect they got a job, but in reality, they don't really got a job, but they rather just, you know, supporting this workforce. So this is something we should quite aware of that thing.
As you mentioned, it's not just Myanmar. There are investments going on in Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam. How is this going to change Southeast Asia?
I mean, the thing is, you know, if you look at the map, Southeast Asia does not directly connect to the China, right? I mean, the only way is a seaport. So what the Chinese right now is looking on is investing a lot of money on the railway project, especially on the Laos and Cambodia. So this is their idea. So they try to, you know, connect all these Southeast Asian state, I mean, to the Chinese, and especially the Yunnan and Guangzhou. This is another reason that, you know, Chinese People Liberation Army is trying to reform their regional command from the, you know, previously the southern part is related to the Sichuan area, but now it's moving to Guangzhou. So their focus is more on the Southeast Asia, South China Sea, and trying to strengthen their role in the region.
That's Amara Thiha, who is the William P. Fuller Fellow at the Asia Foundation and visiting fellow at the Stimson Center, joining us to talk about China's Belt and Road Initiative in Myanmar and in Southeast Asia. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Yeah.
And tomorrow our series concludes with a look at Africa, where some worry Belt and Road could lead to neo-colonialism.
Somebody can easily derive some projection that, yes, it might reach a stage where now everybody will be told you have to toe the line, or the Chinese will not respect you or maybe collaborate with you.
You can find all our stories on Belt and Road at hereandnow.org.